Turn with me to 1 Samuel chapter number 18. 1 Samuel chapter number 18. God's favor and wisdom is all over David. What I mean by that, David is behaving himself wisely. That's an expression that's repeated, I think, four if not five times. One time it said David behaved himself more wisely. Just not wisely, but more wisely. But that's how David behaved. That's how David reacted. That's how he reacted to a man that wanted to kill him. Somebody said our testimony is many times not our actions, but our reactions. You think about that a little bit. That's true, isn't it? When somebody does something against you, when something happens that not from a person, but it's from the Lord, how are you going to react to that circumstance? How are you going to react to a man throwing a javelin at you and trying to pin you up against a wall? Well, if you're filled with the Spirit of God, you're going to be God-like. If you're filled with the flesh, you're going to be just like Saul would be and throw the javelin back at him and try to pin him up against the wall. And David reacted wisely. But also, David not only was filled with wisdom, but he was filled with the favor and grace of God on his life. Listen, if you're walking with the Lord, He's your fortress. He's your protection. He's your high tower. He's your rock. He's your hiding place. Nothing can come to you. You understand that? Except the Lord allows it. He's got you protected. Now that doesn't mean we don't use common sense in life, and we can say many things about that. But when we got the favor of God upon us, nothing can come our way except the Lord allows it. You realize tonight in your own individual life, life of this church, the devil is on a chain. The devil is on a chain. And he can't do anything to you except the Lord allows it. And the devil's tied up by Jesus Christ. You understand that? He can't do anything in your life lest he has permission from our Savior. Isn't that a good thing to know? And then we can trust that. But I just want to see something here. In chapter number 18 and in verse number 15. Wherefore, when Saul saw that he behaved himself very wisely, he was afraid of him. Right there we see that Saul's a very insecure man. He's afraid of him. Remember something about this. I'm just throwing you a little nugget here and there. I'm not really even intending to preach tonight. Think about this. David, or Saul, is known for carrying around a spear, right? Carrying around a spear all the time. He's going to try to pin him to a wall again in chapter 19, I think it is. He's going to try to pin him to a wall again with that javelin, right? With that spear. He's going to try to pick it up and pin him to the wall. He does it occasion after occasion. So he's known for having a spear in his hand. What is David known for having in his hand when he's in the presence of Saul? A harp. You see the contrast of that? See, Saul was so insecure of himself, which rightfully so. He should have been walking with the Lord, but he saw David walking with the Lord. He's so insecure of himself, he had to have something about his identity that was so big and so brave. He had to carry around that spear and that javelin all the time because he knew he was in the wrong spot. Whereas David is at peace with God and knows the Lord is his protection. He knows the Lord is his peace. And he's just playing a harp with a man that's fixing to kill him. Right? You see the difference in that right there? One man is secure and confident in God, and the other guy is scared to death and insecure. And by the way, lest you be fooled and I be fooled, we can all act that way. If we don't have confidence in God, we can carry our javelins and our spears around, and that can become our identity. But when our identity is Jesus Christ and our trust in God, oh, we just play the harp, friend. We just sing our songs. God is our strength. God is our refuge. God is our glory. I've got nothing to fear, come what may. Jesus is on my side. All things work together for good to them that love God, called according to His purpose. We're more than conquerors through Him that loved us. What are you all scared about? I just play my harp for Jesus. Do you see that peace right there? But boy, when you don't trust God, you'll have your spears. I mean, you'll have them all over the place. And you'll be throwing them left and right. So that guy's a basket case. What's wrong with him? He's old vacillating Christian, up and down all the time. Yeah, if he had his trust in God, he wouldn't act that way. He'd just play the harp. He's just singing songs. Isn't that? Do you see that? You see the difference between that? That's the difference between the flesh and faith in God. That's the difference between the flesh and the spirit. That's the difference between David and Saul. So in these passages, we're going to come back and we'll cover every verse next week. In these verses, in the verses before, David is anointed to be king. All right? He's anointed to be king. He is now going to be a son-in-law to King Saul, right? He tries to get him to marry the first girl. And he tricks him, right? Then he goes out and says, if you want to marry Michal, you go out there and you kill 100, right? And what's David? How many did David kill? 200. That's exactly right. And he does it. Kills 200. And they get married. And she actually is used of the Lord to protect David like Jonathan's used to protect David. And actually end up to... Saul is at this point really, really upset because none of his scheming worked. You understand, men can scheme all they want to, but ultimately God is the one that controls the pieces on the board. He's the one that can... They can be the biggest man, the most powerful man, but there's a God in heaven that's over all and over everybody, and they can do all they can to try to scheme and figure out how to do something, but there's a God in heaven that can put favor in people's hearts, the God in heaven that can put hatred in people's heart, and he can move the heart of man however he wants to, and that's what we see transpire in chapter number 18. But this is all I want to tell you tonight, and we'll come pray. David, as far as I know, David never sought the kingdom. David never sought to be king. And David never lifted one finger against Saul. David never put in his hand what was God's responsibility. David never put in his hand what was God's responsibility. Now that's a good lesson for day-to-day management, and that's a good lesson for big, huge decisions. If you're looking for a life's mate and you're younger right now and you're not married or however that looks, I'm telling you right now, you don't need to mess with that decision yourself. That's the Lord's doing. You don't put your hand in that. We wouldn't say the Lord would want you to go out like you're on some sort of scavenger hunt looking for somebody. No, you fall asleep like Adam fell asleep. Sleep in the will of God, and when God will wake you up when he's got one for you. Amen, church? But you know what? You can say that, and I think that's good wisdom. That's what's been taught to me. That was what's taught to me. Sleep in the will of God, God will wake you up. Just rest in him. But we can be that way about decisions, too, and about problems that we have in life. I don't know any men in here, but who's a man like me, and he's a Mr. Fix-It? Now, that doesn't mean I can fix things. I had to call Waller today to fix the AC, okay? I can't fix anything. We all know that. But I mean problems in life. We think we got to put our hands on it and we got to fix it. Oh, yeah? Fix it. I mean fix it. But there's some things, and you know what I mean. Let the Holy Spirit fill in the blanks. There's some things we don't need to put our hands on, and we need to be still and know that he is God and be still and see the salvation of the Lord and be still and watch God part the waters, because if we get involved in it, it's going to make it a bigger problem than we can ever imagine. Amen? You need to step back and you need to trust the Lord. David never did what was God's responsibility to do. All that he went through and all those days when Saul was hating him, he never lifted his finger against Saul. How do you do that? Trust. Faith. Pastor Sexton would say you either live by faith or by force. Saul was a man that lived by force. David was a man that lived by faith, right? See that? How are we living? Are we living by faith or by force? Are we planning more or praying more? Are we planning more or praying more? Are we trusting more or trying more? Faith or force? David never got in that business of taking God's responsibility and making it his. He didn't seek to be the son-in-law of the king. He didn't seek to be the king. He didn't seek the kingdom. No, God will give favor to whom he chooses, and you can't do anything about it. You can't do anything about it. God will do with you what he chooses to do with you. Our only responsibility and greatest joy is to obey Jesus Christ and leave the results up to him. And even when all the success came to him, it didn't change him, did it? He still stayed humble to the Lord. So all I got to say is, I don't know where you're at with the decision tonight. I don't know where you're at in life right now. That's not just for big decisions, but even for daily decisions. Just say, I trust the Lord about this. Whether you got to spend $50 or you got to spend $50,000 or you got to make some decision, you need to make sure that you've been still and trust the Lord with the decision and let God work things out. I've seen in my life before, I've told God before, I just tell you, if my wife was standing here, she'd testify. I say, if God wants us to do that, I'll know for sure that God wants me to do it. I'm not jumping the gun. I'll just wait. I'll just wait. If God wants to do it, God wants us to have that house, somebody will not buy it under us. I'm not going to get in a hurry. We're not getting in a big hurry. If God wants me to have it, it'll be there tomorrow. You believe in stuff like that? Yeah, I do, because I believe in God. I've done that with vehicles. If God wants us to have that vehicle, I don't got to rush down there. It'll stay right on that spot, and God will lock that car up, and it won't go anywhere. There won't nobody even look at that car. It'll still be there a week from now. Now, I'm not saying you just wait half a year and still be there, but you know what I mean? Because I'm going to know for sure in my spirit that that's what God wants for my life. Are we living by force or by faith? Trying to scheme it out? You know, we try to scheme things out. Saul was a schemer. David trusted the Lord. I want that. I want that for my life. I want that for this church. The simplicity of trusting God. And that's why God's hand stayed on David in those periods of life, especially right here when he was younger. He gets to scheming with Jonathan. In these next chapters, you know about that? He does. God was merciful. God was merciful. And you see a contrast of how he was before in the chapters. Let's just simply trust the Lord. For whatever you've got going on in your life, let's trust him. And don't put your hand on it. Let God take care of whatever you're going through. I don't know what that might be. And let's just trust the Lord. I hope that was some sort of blessing. Now that was a little scattered. Let's come forward at this time. Let's pray together. We'll go through each of those verses.